Well, let's start with prayer. Dear Lord, we come to you this Sunday morning, Father, and we thank you for allowing us to come together here to worship you. Lord, we thank you for just making the sun come out. We really appreciate that. The track could definitely use some sunshine. But before we go play, it is always important that we start our day with you. You're the one that's most important. Everything else is just either entertainment or work or whatever it might be, but you need to be number one. So we just thank you so much for allowing us to come together this morning. I ask that you'd speak through me. Let us hear from your word, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. What I'd like to talk about this morning, it's going to take a little bit to lead up to it. A lot of people say a sinner's prayer, they call it. You know, they say that they receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and then they go on about their business. And a lot of them, when you speak to them later, they don't really know if they have salvation or if they don't. And it's like, well, I said this prayer, so does that make me saved? Or, you know, where am I at? I mean, is my salvation secure? Or, you know, I've been saved for 10 years, but I've been out here doing stuff I ain't supposed to, and I've asked for forgiveness, but I don't know if I die tonight where I'm going to go. So, you know, they worry about whether their salvation is secure. And I want to just talk about that a little bit today. And we kind of got to lead up to it. You know, first thing, salvation comes from the Lord is what it says in Jonah. It's not something that we conjure up. Salvation comes from God. The wind could slow down a little bit, couldn't it? But so we need to know that first off. You know, salvation is not something that we make or do or anything like that. It's something that we receive from God. And why does he want us to be saved? Why does he want us to have salvation? Well, in Romans it talks about, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. You hear that verse a lot, but it's the second half I want to talk about mainly right now. It says, who have been called according to his purpose. What is his purpose? Well, God's purpose is for us to spend eternity in heaven with him. He loved us so much that that's what he wants. He wants us to be there with him. Okay, so, well, how do we get salvation then? I mean, first of all, we got to have that. If we have, I mean, before we can even worry about losing our salvation, we got to know we have it. Well, God calls us. How does God call us? Very simple. When you say, you hear me preaching this message, if you don't know Jesus and you feel a little tug in your heart saying, hey, listen to him. That's God calling, saying, hey, I'm calling you. You need to answer me. See, and Jesus even says in John 6:44, it says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up on the last day. So the question is, did you hear the call of God? I know I did. I know a lot of you here, you know, I've known you for quite a while, and I know a lot of you here have been called by God, and I know you've answered the call, but how do you answer the call? For those that have never answered the call, how do you do that? Well, I have to read my favorite scripture that all of you have heard me, that know me, have heard me read a bunch of times, but I'm going to read it again because I love that scripture. It says, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. It is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. And then in verse 13 it says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That is a promise. That's a guarantee. So it doesn't matter who you are, what you are, what you look like, what color you are, what country you're from. It says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And there's other scriptures that talk about, you know, God wants all of us to be saved. So I know he calls everybody. He doesn't just call some people. He calls everybody. But we got to answer the call. So if we've answered the call and we've done this, we are saved. Well, I started this by saying, well, is our salvation secure? Well, as always, I'm going to read some scriptures because that's the best way to talk about that. People get caught up in doing stuff a lot of times that they don't want to do. And you can get out there and get in trouble. I've used the analogy of a little rowboat that's tied to a dock. You know, you've got this dock and the rowboat's tied to it. Everything's cool. If you untie that boat, next thing you know, it's just out there in the middle of the pond doing its own thing. Well, that's how we are with God. You know, we get all connected. We start going to church and everything is really good. And then, well, we won't go today. Maybe we won't go next week. Then maybe we won't go the following week. We get disconnected. It doesn't mean we lost our salvation. It just means we got disconnected. Well, next thing you know, we're out there in the middle of nowhere going, wow, how did I get here? I got to get back. You know, how do I get back? I just make a U-turn. It's real easy. That's the awesome part about forgiveness. God forgives us and he draws us back. But if you're sitting there going, well, yeah, but what about my salvation? Is it secure? Well, one thing I would say, if you're worried about it, there's a good chance that you are saved or you wouldn't be worrying about it. You know, if you talk to non-Christians, people out there that don't follow God at all, well, they ain't got nothing to worry about. They don't think about it. Can I do this? Shouldn't I do this? Well, they can do whatever they want. That's why we end up with the mess that you hear on the news nowadays, all the stuff going on. Because if you don't have a moral base, you can do anything you want to do, and it's all right. There's no black and white all of a sudden. Well, the Bible teaches us black and white. So if you start worrying about how you're living, that's a good sign when you worry about how you live. And I want to read a scripture here. This will help you. It's out of 1 Corinthians. It says, he will also keep you firm to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. See, Jesus paid the price. Now, he will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not by anything that we do. It's by what Jesus did, and we accept that fact. Then I want to read another scripture. It says, I thank my God every time I remember you. This Paul wrote this. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. God's not going to let you walk away from him. Now, you can be saved and you can live in sin and you can do things that you're not supposed to do. But you're going to know you're not supposed to do them. And God's going to say, hey, stop that, dummy. I don't want you to do this. I don't want you to live like that. I want you to live like this. And you lose all your peace is what happens. You start losing all your peace. And he tries to draw you back. Now, if you can live like who knows what, and you don't hear a call, you don't hear anything, then you need to start going, did I really receive Jesus as my Savior? Because if you truly ask him to come into your heart, he will be there. There is no doubt. My whole point to this message is supposed to be, can I lose my salvation? Well, I want to read two more scriptures in conclusion here. It says, and this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. So in other words, if I did what we read earlier, if I received Jesus, I have life in Jesus Christ. Then it says, whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life. Not that you maybe know. It says that you know you will have eternal life. It is a guarantee. So when you go to bed at night, you can close your eyes going, yes, I might have messed up today, Jesus. I'm sorry. And I know you forgive me, but because of you, I'm good. And then I want to read one more. It says, for I am convinced, and this is Paul writing again in Romans. It says, for I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can take away your salvation once you have it. But you got to make sure you got it. And that starts with receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And once you do that, you know, some people, when my wife received Jesus as her Savior, she said it was like he walked up behind her and just wrapped his arms around her. That was how obvious it was to her. When I received Jesus, I got up next day and go, did that really happen? I'm not sure. But as the days went on, things started becoming different. There was things I didn't want to do anymore that I used to do. There was things that all of a sudden just wasn't of interest anymore. Things started changing. Things that I was doing that I shouldn't be doing started bothering me to do, and I wanted to make changes. So when you truly do that, you will know it. And the awesome part, and that's the whole point of my message today, is once you do that, you are saved, and you will be. And you will be with God in eternity. With that, I'd like to close. Dear Lord God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you so much that the awesome gift that you have given us, Jesus Christ, he paid the price for our sins. And because of that, we know we can go to heaven if we receive him as our Savior. And nothing can take that away from us. That is so awesome. And in this upside down world with everything going topsy-turvy and things getting weird and stuff, it's good to know that, because that security is very important. And there's people having trouble with finances. There's people having trouble in their families. I mean, there's all kinds of problems. And to have that security when they go to bed at night, that is an awesome thing, because I know what that feels like. So, Father, we just thank you now, and we just praise you and worship you. We thank you for your message this morning. And, Lord, I also ask that you'd be with the guys out there on the track. They're doing such a hard, they're trying real hard to turn the track into something that's rideable. We thank you for them to be willing to do that. Father, I ask that you'd watch over us as we go out and ride, and just keep us all safe and let us have a good time. And as always, do it for your glory, not ours. We just thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.